Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
The best. And now it's time for the best damn audio.
Yes, sir. This is a co-presentation. It is no competition at all.
Nah, it's my favorite part of the week, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's,
sometimes it's funny.
Damn.
Well, sometimes your news is informative.
Yeah. God. I appreciate that.
I like it better than FOF, to be honest with you.
Sometimes it's sad.
Why would you say that?
I mean,
did you catch a, when we were sitting here talking, did you catch a glimpse of that? Because you setting that up right there.
She's coming out throwing darts.
I think
so. Ammunition.
Paige might take issue with one of, and I realize that most, well, not most, because I think some of you just kind of get it. It's like something, a tragedy has happened. A serious tragedy has happened. Uh-huh. And then they go and, with the news, they go and speak to a family member.
Yeah.
And then some of the voices sometimes are strange, odd, dare I say funny. And in your mind goes from quitting to paying attention to what they're talking about to, man, that voice.
Talk about you lose focus on the message.
And that,
right?
And that sucks, but I want you to right now, wherever you are, if you got your earbuds in, if you're waiting on Fat Boy to get in the Michelin Park later, he'll be there about 10:30.
He'll be there.
Wherever you are, I want you to listen to this, this tragedy, not making fun of the tragedy, okay? But I want you to listen to this and tell me that I'm going to watch Paige and see if I don't get a little shaking of the lip quiver a little bit.
Or like a hair lip?
Some kind of laughing mechanism of sorts.
Without their mother by their side.
My daughter did not deserve this, and I want the killer to go to jail forever.
You heard. Look at her.
She's,
No, don't you act higher than better than holy.
She looks like she's about to crack one.
No, she is. She's doing the Betty Boop eyes now to get the smile off her face.
Betty Boop.
Can I do it one more time? I mean, it's not the situation. Just imagine you're sitting there and you're like the news reporter. And you're like, would you go get the mom and bring her over here? And the cameraman, it's not even shaking with the, because when I laugh, you see me from behind, it's like I'm dancing because of the way I laugh.
The hips shaking.
But the voice is just, it's tough.
Without their mother by their side.
My daughter did not deserve this, and I want the killer to go to jail forever.
Look at this woman. Look at her. What a debutante you are. She is, your eyes say it. You can frown all day long, but your eyes, look at her, man.
That voice is would take you back.
That's sad.
It's very sad. Why are you laughing then?
I'm not laughing.
Doesn't sound like it.
There's a text right there that says, it sounds like Paige's Facebook fussing voice.
Long, man.
Oh! That's awful, though. How dare
terrible.
You?
Terrible.
How dare you laugh?
I hope you find the killer.
Yeah,
if you laughed at that, you should feel awful.
Burn yes, right, Paige. Oh, good gosh. Oh, ask for forgiveness right now if you do.
Yes.
All is well with your soul. Okay. Well, while we're on the bandwagon now of getting mad about stuff, this is, that was the chair. This is not.
It's going to be your ass age one day.
This is not making fun of an ethnicity or anything. It's not. It is absolutely not.
I love that you got two that's already been prefaced.
I used to own a dildo company. Now I own a farm. And
he grows
yeah,
them.
Yeah, yeah.
I see these farm videos that pop in the algorithm that I don't even follow. And sometimes they don't put the subtitles on there, so you got to listen to these things, right? And I heard this guy, and I was like, I love that freaking voice. I want to put that on the Best Damn Audio. He's talking about a jackfruit and how to know when to pick a jackfruit.
Oh.
Hello, welcome back to Just the Tip. This where I give you the tip on when to eat the and pick the fruit. So today I've got people ask me the question about a jackfruit. Oh, when do you pick the jackfruit? I don't know. It could be the big. Now, let me tell you. This how you know. The jackfruit, exactly like the girl booty. Okay? Oh. So how you know? First, you pull up the dress like that. Okay? And then you smell. If it got the strong smell, like the grandma after go shopping, then that means it ready to go. It good, got a strong smell. But also you got to squeeze it, just like the grandma the girl booty. You got to squeeze if it's soft and it smell good, like smell the strong smell. It ready to go, ready to eat. You're gonna enjoy very sweet. But if it hard, like this one, too hard, and it's no smell, no good. I want to smell one. Okay, make sure you go smell the grandma booty.
An awful way to check for a damn fruit.
That is the last thing I would think equate with fruit.
Jackfruit
booty.
It's a fruit.
It's a fruit.
It's a fruit.
You ever seen a jackfruit?
I don't even know what it is.
Oh man, it's this weird. So that guy's story, if I have this correct because I looked it up. He's from Asia, over there, but now lives in New Zealand. So you have like this.
He's a Kiwi.
Yeah, he's got that jackfruit. Like I just love the way he says it.
Beauty.
He was cool with us playing this. His name is Hoey Farmer on Instagram. I love the way he says fruit.
I don't like the way he describes how you know if it's a good fruit or not.
Yeah, what do you call an Oedipus complex about your grandma? A grand Oedipus complex?
Yeah, probably.
See. Fat boy, over to you.
This is gonna be hard with this one here because. I saw this. It was, I was mildly amused. I'm like, oh, a bunch of Yankee kids saying the word water funny.
Water?
This was like a commercial in New York City, a PSA to keep the water clean. It's an old commercial with a bunch of kids who don't know how to say the word water.
Ask your sister to sit in a half a tub of water. You've just saved over 10 gallons of water. Turn the water off when your mother's brushing her teeth. You'll save over a gallon of water.
Opening a hydrant isn't funny. It can waste over 1 million gallons of water a day.
Don't let the water run while your father is shaving. This will save over 2 gallons of water.
Tell your brother to get out of the shower. Shorter showers save 3 to 5 gallons of water.
Keep doing that
I love the kids at the end.
The first kid, we can save some water.
It sounds like a water. Little Joe Pesci, doesn't he? That's Joey Pesci.
He didn't call anybody a JMF-er.
No, man.
You want to save a little bit of water? You do.
Oh, man.
That's my least favorite one I got in mind.
No, man. Yeah. I'm getting some. You know what? I don't even have to acknowledge
that. I like to warm you up a little.
That was not making fun. I said that 1,000 times. This is not making fun of something either. This right here, we need to shame people like this. You know, there are people out there that really need help.
Too many.
You know what? You're right. But there's often, because of the fakers, you often say, well, God, I don't know if I want to give you some change. That sign that you brought, it's so small, by the way, but also, like, well done.
Can never read them.
But if it's too well done, like, dude, you go get a job. There's also people that are vigilantes. They go and find the fake beggars. And this guy right here, this is from the news in Cincinnati, Ohio. Wait till you hear what this guy admits to doing and then how much he makes from it. And you think, why am I going to work a 9-to-5 today, or in our case, a 5-to-10? Why?
Listen. Why in that camera for?
Chances are you've seen him.
Try to dip to the restaurant.
Sympathized with his wheelchair, his drawn hands, his story ripped at your heart.
Damn, give me money and to get some eat.
Lexington police say he's taken his act on tour of the city to places like the Lansdowne Shops, Hamburg, and the Zandale corridor of Nicholasville Road. We busted this bogus beggar right outside the police department just minutes after a press conference about it.
I'm the best in Lex.
I appreciate you guys busting me. Yeah, I'm really good at it, really good. I clear about $100,000 a year doing this.
$100,000 a year?
Yeah, about 60 to 100. My boy, I'm just playing. I got to go, y'all. I got to make some money.
He was back at it again.
God, man, he goes
That's
in and out of the voice.
I wrote my name wrong on that. It's actually Lexington, Virginia is where the guy, his name, man, I'm going to say it's Gary Thompson. And apparently he still does it. Hopefully it translated over the radio. You hear at the beginning that's him doing his routine, and then at the end he's like, "All right, you bust me. I make about $100,000." That's his normal voice. He bought a freaking wheelchair off Amazon, dude.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, he could afford it. If you're in a red box right now,
he makes $100,000 a year doing this.
How?
People, he goes and sits in front of restaurants.
You'd have
and
to do
just
it.
People, they were sitting there filming him from a distance, and you'd see people go by and just hand him bills and stuff, and you sit there, and he'd put on the, he'd give him like a balloon or something, you know, and like it was.
Why are you giving him money, people?
I don't know. That's where I want the Lord to handicap someone on purpose. Is that bad to think? Probably, but still.
Well, it's like these people that sleep downtown. They probably have nice beds somewhere.
I don't
believe so.
Everybody wants them to sleep downtown, though, so, you know, I guess it's a city problem that they're homeless.
They should have just built Unity Building instead of a park. Yeah. You know they're going to sleep out there.
Well, that's where they can pop their tents.
Yeah.
What? You first.
Pop that tent. Hey, pop that tent, Pagey.
She said tents.
Over Here's, to you.
Well, close it with this one right here. This is the first video of... many I found in a treasure trove of HR training videos.
I'm excited about this.
And this is a short one, but you know, look, this is what you don't do. This is what you don't do at work. And it's a discussion.
Try it at home.
Situation number 3.
Oh, sorry. I was just admiring the view.
There's a better view here between my legs.
Mind if I check it out?
I'd mind it if you didn't.
Stop tape for discussion.
What is that about?
Oh, my God. No. Wow. I literally, Paige said he's messing with us. That's real.
These are real HR videos.
I thought you were going to fool us with a gay porn again.
No.
May I one more time?
One more time.
Okay. Because now, because you can tell by the way Paul's video, like I remember watching the Chick-fil-A video of learning how to do the teal and all that crap at night and stuff. Like
the teal.
That's the way it's. Okay. So Paul's tape. I'm going to allow you
situation.
To.
Situation. Number 3.
Oh, sorry. I was just admiring the view.
There's a better view here between my legs.
Mind if I check it out?
I'd mind it if you didn't.
He's Canadian.
Stop tape for discussion.
Want to check it out?
Why? I don't know who's in the wrong. The guy for asking him or for him agreeing so fast to do it.
That's bizarre.
Yeah, but like, why would, like, they made it gay. Like, why would it, you would think that it would be a woman or a man, you know, like a woman bent over to pick up something. He's like, the view looks good from where I'm sitting kind of thing.
Just a sign of the times, the systemic oppression of females, even in the corporate workspace.
She's offended because he's
that
ugly.
Role should have went to a woman, Paige.
Yeah.
And you know what? A black lesbian woman.
Boom.
You got to cover all bases.
All of it.
Wait till you hear the next one I got.
You got more. Yeah. We're going to do another whole segment.
Yeah, we are.
When we come back, I'm going to tell you about the worst name ever to have if you're in politics.
And, well, I can think of a couple.
And a kid is at an event where he has no clue why he's there. He just went with mama.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but, and I got the one already said.
So we'll be back for more. We're good.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The best.
The best.
The best. 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 Damn. Damn. Damn.
Damn.
Damn. Damn.
And now.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's time for the best damn audio.
You know what's great is when you know how people say, yeah, you know what, it's nice to pay a compliment. You know, pay a compliment to someone today.
Oh, yeah, make them feel good. Do a good deed.
And people, oh, what if no one cares? You know, we just got some very, very nice text messages about Best Damn Audio, and glad that it's like a two-parter thing now.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you. That's nice.
Really,
I'd like to read that other one there in depth, but I would get in trouble. But that's I agree with you on that wholeheartedly. Thank you.
Telling a girl she's got nice jugs doesn't really count as that, right?
No.
Brightening somebody's day.
No. I'm going to tell you, in a moment, I'm going to share with you a name that would suck to have in general, especially if you're in politics.
Oh, gosh.
And also a young man who doesn't know where he's at. He's there for where he's at, rather. He's there for one reason and one reason only.
Okay.
And I bet you know what that is.
Might have happened to us growing up.
Maybe.
I'm going to kick it off with, you got two dueling neighbors, I guess you could say. Actually, one, the neighbor is filming her neighbor talking to the guy that's cutting her grass.
Could you be? Won't you be? Please?
My neighbor. So they don't like, the neighbor don't like the way he's cutting the grass. So the guy starts flexing on him. Starts pulling money out of his pocket. Goes downhill. Fisticuffs almost ensue.
Who carries cash?
This dude. He don't have many teeth. He's got more money, but dollar bills than he got teeth.
What do you do? Like, you know, you used to, like, a guy would lay the wad of money down on the table or whatever. Or, you know, make it rain. What do? Just wave your black card in the air?
Pretty much.
Look at this.
Ooh, I got a Premier Bank.
Look at my Credit Karma, huh?
Yeah.
If it's plastic, it doesn't matter. But if you have a metal card, you're...
Look at my Mission Lane Visa.
If you do, just leave me the f*** alone. Don't say nothing to me, and I won't say nothing to you.
Ma'am, if you want to pay this man to cut your yard, that's fine. But keep him away from my house.
This is not your house. This is not your house.
This is my house. And you're
that's
too,
your house.
You're too damn close to it.
Ooh.
I see you walking back and forth every day.
I'm on my side.
Yeah, you got to go get your beer at least two or three times a day.
You know why I get beer? Because I can afford. Look at that. Look at that. Look at all that money I got right there, boy. Look at that.
Yeah.
If I want to buy crack, I'll go buy crack.
Crack?
I don't smoke crack. You old ass.
Do something.
I don't. What
you else? Call me an old ass.
Yeah.
You need to stop.
You old ass.
Okay, that's enough.
She's breaking him up. But you're filming it, so you knew how to rile him up.
A young girl. Yeah. And she's filming. Well, I mean, like,
trying to go viral.
We wouldn't know of these moments if it was not for her.
And this is a small sliver of grass. It's like somebody that has the driveway is like two cement strips going up with the grass in it. That's what it is. He's trying to cut it, and the guy's like, you're too close to my yard.
Oh, my gosh.
See, I had a neighbor who lived in TR that I would go cut the grass or whatever, and within 2 or 3 hours, his dude was retired, he would go out and cut his grass. It had to match my level of grass.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? Like, he didn't want his to be higher than mine. I mean, but there wasn't wall barrier there.
That's kind of nice, though. It'd keep it consistently nice and trimmed.
Yeah, but what I'd start to do is aggravate him after he'd finish and go in. I'd go back out there and cut more, and then he'd have to get back out there and cut more.
I wonder if you ever let it grow, just like where he couldn't stand it.
I
didn't cut it again after I moved.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wouldn't make sense to. You'd be back cutting someone else's grass.
Our mayor's name is Knox White. Before that, it was a guy by the name of Bill Workman, who's now went to be with Jesus, I understand.
God bless.
He came to my elementary school when I was a kid. Also remember Johnny Mac Brown. He's still alive somehow, and he's awesome.
He's a legend.
He was a sheriff.
Yep.
In Fort Wayne, Indiana, they had a mayor that was beloved. And there was a new park that they built, and there was a big petition to have it named after this mayor, but only because of his name.
A former Fort Wayne mayor is getting some national attention. Thousands of people voted online to name the new city-county building in his honor.
But that probably won't happen because of his name. News Channel 15's Don Austin is here to explain.
Well, Heather, Mark, the people voted, and the top pick so far with more than 10,000 votes is the Harry Balls Government Center, named after one of the city's longest-serving mayors. But not everyone's on board with that name.
Why not?
B-A-A-L-S. Harry. With two R's. Not like, yeah. Oh. Harry Balls.
Wow.
They even put on Wikipedia how to enunciate it. B-A-W-L-Z. Balls.
That's really his name.
His name's Harry Balls, and he was the mayor of Fort Wayne, Indiana from 1934 to 1947. And he was reelected again in 51 until he died.
So he served for a long time.
He was a servant of the community.
You have to memorialize him.
Yeah, so what? Because of his name, he was good enough in the 50s. By God, Harry Balls was good in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. Harry Balls is still good today.
That's a fun one to say. You're not going to get me with the college football player with the racial slur for the last name. But Harry Balls is a fun one to say.
There's the one where the whole name sounds like that. And then there was also, like, I thought for sure it was a joke when you told me there was a football player named Ha Ha Clinton Dix.
Yeah.
But no.
Just like when you thought, hey, Kool-Aid McKinstry, when you saw that, you thought it was
a joke. I do. I thought that was you can come up with a nickname. You're Kool-Aid if you want to be.
Hey.
Now, that's Fat Albert.
So,
what did the Kool-Aid do? He said something when he busted through the wall, right? He said, oh, yeah?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He stole that from Macho Man then, probably. Harry Balls coming to a park near you.
What was the building it was supposed to be? Did they say it was like the...
A park. It's like a park there in the city. Okay. Let me do one more.
Do another one.
If I could, Fat Boy. Oftentimes, we as children, we get carried to different events that where we don't know why we're there. We look for the silver lining of why we're there. I'm a WNBA fan. I don't care. And guess this. Catch this. I'm heterosexual, but I love it. I love WNBA.
It's good.
The Chicago Sky, you know, Angel Reese plays up there, as well as former Gamecock Camilla Cadarso.
The double-double machines, both those girls.
Haley Van Leith. HVL. Her last name sounds like you have a lisp when you say it. Hi, my name's Haley Van Leith. Anyway, they see these kids and they're having a big shindig prior to the Chicago Sky game where they were playing the Seattle Storm. And they start talking to this kid about how much he loves the Chicago Sky.
You like Chicago Sky? It looks like you do.
I have never heard of this group. I have never heard of this.
You've never heard of Sky basketball, the women's team?
No.
You know they won the championship, right?
No.
You didn't know that? Well, now you do.
No, I do, but I still don't really know anything else.
All right, do you know who the Sky is playing today?
No.
What are you looking forward to today with this group?
The buffet.
That's young me right there.
I was about to say, that tells me that kid's got to be my size now.
Yeah, well, no, he's getting there. But,
Is there always a buffet?
He thought it was a group.
That's
like
what I'm thinking.
We're going to see, like, he thought the band Chicago was going to be
playing. Well, yeah, they can't anymore. Old Peter can't sing.
Nothing's good about old Peter.
What's the buffet he's getting?
Yeah, true.
Are they going before the buffet?
It looked like it was some kind of, they were doing a little activity out in the little common area, you know, the way they'll do, like, little basketball shooting and stuff. And then they'll take them in and feed them good.
Let's give you another, speaking of volunteering.
I'm going to tell you in a minute how you can share some audio with us, too.
This is something from the HR collection. This was a real legit
I know.
Training video.
Bull crap.
I'm telling you, you heard it, man. This is another one. Don't do this.
Here we are. Your numbers are down, and you're not making as much money for the company. Not only have you been sucking at your job, but you've been coming in late and leaving early. I stuck my neck out on the line for you, and this is how you repay me?
I don't know what to do. I can stay late. I can come in early, stay late, get my numbers back up.
I don't want to hear a bunch of bullshit about what you're going to be doing in the future. I want this fixed now.
Okay. I mean, what?
You can start by s***ing my
What the hell?
Stop tape for discussion.
You're lying. I swear. Oh, my God.
I swear.
No, you're
not. It starts with a cutscene.
What's that for? Like Spencer's? Where's this being shown?
It's cussing, man. Like, they start cussing.
And when I heard the cussing, I was like, okay, this definitely gave
but
porn.
But even, they would never. I mean, I can see that.
Hey, every gay porn without bad words in it, please?
How's it going to get his numbers up? His HR videos? Because the acting is terrible.
Well, yeah, but so is porn acting. I mean, yes, usually like really bad acting.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, like the guy went there delivering a big sausage pizza. The lady's wearing negligee, and suddenly he's inside the box of sausage pizza. How'd that happen?
Yeah. And the porn
or
that
she
I...
gets stuck in the dryer all the time, and the stepson comes in there and he goes to town on her. That's when they go to the well way too many times. On there ain't that many people getting stuck in dryers.
No. And the one that I watched was this lady who she was having trouble with her taxes, and the accountant showed up at her house to prepare her taxes.
Oh, Lord. And don't listen to that, Susan, to get any ideas.
I saw one where the lady's toilet was broken. She didn't have the money to fix it, nor did she know how. You know what the guy had to do? Change her ball cock.
Really?
$7 fix, and he got to have sex with her.
Good Lord. Was that filmed on cocks?
That was another. It was.
Was it really?
It was out of Gastonia.
Did you watch it on cocks, or you're watching it at home?
I was under cocks, because you know they got the it's some
the
of
underground.
It, yeah.
Yes. The old tunnels.
Yeah.
I love that.
Right. I mean, like right up under the biggest part of it.
You ever flown over?
Not well. Yeah, I have actually. Because when I went to Philly,
we paraglided over Cox last weekend.
When I went to Philly, I had to go out of Charlotte. So we kind of double backed over Cox.
I've ran on Cox before.
Well,
really?
Yeah.
And that traffic.
Jogging.
Well, I did that clogging competition at one time. It was not directly on Cox, but closely nearby. But really, to paraglide over Cox, if you've never been, is it Avenue or Road?
Road.
It's Cox Road. To see that view of Cox was...
And then to go down on Cox when you descend.
Plus, she choked on Cox. You know, she had a big sandwich.
That was when you went down on Cox? And oh, my God. That was the first time you drove down that road.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was
and
amazing.
You choked, and you're like,
I wanted to take a picture with my arm around Cox. It was very tough.
Well, it's a four-lane road.
Yeah. Like, where am I going to stand?
I know.
Yeah, at
There's
Wells Drive, guys.
There's some people that have family reunions there, too. It's kind of strange.
I ain't going that route with it, Paige.
Did you ever fart? Did you ever fart on Cox? Because you just had to. You just had so gassy.
That one Mexican restaurant, you go there, the same one you choked
on
that time?
Cox many a time.
And you couldn't pull over because it's such a busy road.
They have the best restaurants.
So if you're like, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it in the car.
Have you been to their lollipop store? All right, I'm going to leave it alone. Good morning.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Raddest Guys Morning Show.
Feeding time.
That's right.
Feeding time.
That's right.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, sweet girl. Hey, what you doing? You licked my phone, girl. What you doing? What you doing? Huh? What you doing, Lord? Feeding time.
You know what I'm going to do? Remember how the Road Warriors had the spikes on their on their shoulder pads? I'm going to put spikes on top of my car.
My phone, girl.
That was keep the goats off. You know how they do it? I don't think they did it in downtown Greenville. I remember I saw it in like New York and other big cities. The ledges, they'll put little spikes so birds and stuff can't land on them or
yeah, like in the,
probably for people not sitting on them too. Now that
for
I think
your flowers, them. They'll put bottles upside down to keep the squirrels out or plastic forks.
Yeah, the one goat, she gets on top of that on top of my.
I don't know how.
It's not. I call it a truck. It's not a truck though, but it's not a cyber truck either. It's like an SUV, but
it's tall.
Yeah, but.
And this bitch goat's just getting up there.
It is a bitch goat, for real. Not yet a nanny, though. She's not of age yet. She's only two. But, which I don't know what that means. And no, you're thinking of Pierre, who, pray for him, he's sick.
Mm.
He's been...
Do you have a goat named Pierre?
Yeah.
I don't think Jasper named him, did he?
No. No. He was already named.
He would have named him Mon Frere, which is French for MF-er, I believe.
That's what Paige said. But yeah, he's got real runny stool right now, and he's laying around a lot. So I don't know if he got into something. I don't know
what they call it, scours or whatever. You got to rub the
cockle or something.
Pneumococcal?
No, that's not, I think it's only
regular cockle.
No.
You got to rub the castor oil on his back legs.
Bull crap. Anyway, keep him in your thoughts and prayers because I like him. He's fun. He's the one. He's the loudest goat. So my neighbors are probably like, maybe they poisoned him. Who knows?
Do you ever think about rehoming an animal that you have that maybe you don't like as far as farm animals go?
Did that with the one horse. I mean, I didn't just give it away, but
okay.
I realized too much upkeep expense and.
So it's different with farm animals. People
not producing anything. It's not really. I don't think its back was strong enough for me to ride.
Like do that with a house pet, and you're like the biggest ass in the world. But with farm animal and livestock, because a lot of people are doing it now. They can't afford to feed their livestock. We'll sell them. Trade them.
Well, yeah. I mean, I actually know a guy that trades chickens for hay. Like they totally country boy barter out like that.
Oh, that's smart, though.
Yeah, because they.
Because you chickens, I don't know how fast the gestation period for a chicken, but hey, you're going to need hay every year.
Even if you don't have animals, it's fun in the fall to put it in the back of your truck and ride. Bounce the kids around in the field.
You sit on it like a stool.
It really is. Hey, did you, I should have said this to you off the air. Did you, do we have an email from, a certain Daniel, I'm not going to say his last name.
Oh, let me check real quick.
I do not, but I do have I have an email from him asking if we received it. See, this will be one of those things. He says he sent it, but see, the company, I don't mind saying this, the company set up an email address, that, and I don't know why. There's an email address that when you send to this fake email address, it will go to both Fatboy and I.
Yeah.
But it rarely works. Like, I don't know why. I don't know why. But
yeah,
anyway, I requested a parody song of a certain thing that only a handful of people would get. And Dan said that he made that.
Let's see real quick.
It is the...
Sometimes he might sneak him in without telling me specifically.
The Mark... Well, he said he sent it the one email address. But it... See, there's okay.
Like as a summons?
What? No. Yes, that's what I want to use it for, but I want to like play the original one for people to hear because it's one of those things that like, okay. It's not like mainstream.
No.
But for that niche audience, you know this song and you're like, oh man, that's freaking great. And I said it one day on the radio. I was like, man, I'd like to get a version of this done for our boss, Mark Hendricks. The original. He's a great wrestler.
Yes. I like this. I know where you're going with this.
Tokyo.
It's like China or something.
You get a clap here. This is where it gets great.
Oh. Is he flying through the air?
I love anthem rock. That's why I can't wait for Peacemaker to come back.
Oh, yeah. That's
couple a weeks, right?
Show. Yep. I love the show. I love that black woman on there. She's funny as hell.
Danielle
easy
Brooks.
On the yep. eyes.
Side to side. All right, well, I will communicate with Dan that he sent it to the right magic. Email address. Did you check your spam?
Nah, let me check spam.
People
real quick.
Always say, check your spam.
Let me check the sperm or whatever you
say. We'll find it. Because I wanted to say, I believe. Because what happens on wrestling page is that it was almost like, you would not expect Joe Hendry to show up. And they would play that song, say his name. And almost like Beetlejuice. You had to say his, was it four times? I know it's three.
I got it. I got it right here.
Okay. Well, let's.
I got you, Dan.
Let's break and then and come back and play that time wise. Agreed?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It works out.
Okay, and we will. Here's what I will do. To lay this out for you, this would be a good reason for you to stay in the truck. Not because
not because Hardy told you.
Not because Hardy's gonna go in there and kill your old man, but no, wait in the truck. Be a little late for work. We'll see. Put this to the test. I'm gonna go look and see if his truck is here.
Oh.
Paige, if you want to go look and see if
we can try it out.
The office, because your office, that's your excuse. You're like, oh, it's kind of my office.
Oh, if he's here, yeah.
And to see if he's, and then, because I don't want to play it and then, first off, we got to find it, but I don't want to play it and then there not be a chance of him appearing.
Yeah.
Like the bad signal, you know, always worked for the most part.
Yeah.
Well, I'll go run down the hall if you want me to.
Let me get on the other end of video.
Okay. Yeah, please.
Since I like a,
but, I mean, I want to find out the main reason. I don't want to just get him here and, yeah, what's wrong?
Yeah.
But I want to know if he knows anything about the trophy.
I'll be right.
Oh,
okay.
He can judge our impersonations, too.
Our impersonations of him?
Yeah.
It's weird to do it in front of him.
I want to know who does the best one. He has to decide.
What about if we call his wife live on the radio and see who can fool her the longest?
Let's do that, too.
Hey. What's for lunch?
Yeah. Yeah, what'd you get for dinner?
Yeah. Yeah, it's about 9:10. Guess what I'm doing? All right. Oh, no, that's his daily clock. I don't know if that's going to work out or not. Mark's usually in the...
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, he's got that body clock where it's about 9:10. At least that's according to what Paige tells me.
Well, if this works like it's supposed to, no matter what he's doing, you know, he's going to come hither.
Yeah. Okay. I'll run downstairs. Oh, no, I won't.
You ain't going nowhere.
I'm going to walk downstairs. Paige, though, is going to take a blissful jog down the hallway. And then we'll, if we know he's here, then we'll test it and then see if he appears. And then we'll find out where Nam Award is.
Like magic.
Good morning, everyone.
Wake up! This is the Rise Kids Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
On my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, we're getting down to the truth behind the names that you know and love. Unfiltered conversations with legends like Leanne Morgan, Kathy Griffin, Ricky Lake, to find out when they feel the most on par. We're breaking it down with Don Lemon, Aaron Parnas, Bomani Jones, laughing it up with Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, many more. You know, the results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.